Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us today as we face the issues. You, our listening audience, make up this broadcast. We invite you to call at any time during the course of the broadcast today, 831-0917, 831-0917. The design purpose of Let's Face the Issues is to have you, our listeners, to become informed, and in that being informed, that you would ask questions, that you would inquire, that you would have dialogue and discussion on this broadcast each day. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is so easy to talk about things and have an itinerary or agenda that you want to promulgate. But there needs to be a fundamental foundation for the rationale and the reason from which we speak. As we speak on this broadcast each day on facing the issues, let me remind you once again, we do so not based on denominational dogma or political ideology, but based on the Word of God. What does the Scripture say? It's based on truth. God's Word is truth from cover to cover. God's Word doesn't just contain a tidbit of truth or an occasional truth. It is total truth, absolute truth. And we find in today's society, most are not wanting to hear the truth. Jesus spoke about that when he said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." He made that statement to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32. Here, many people today, even in political circles, saying, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Ladies and gentlemen, that's a partial quote that destroys the integrity of those couple of verses. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, if you constantly dwell in my word, if you stay in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. The word indeed means truly, surely, absolutely. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So how do we know the truth? Continuing in the word of God. And then Jesus said in John 14:6, he says, "I am truth." And he gives a major, major statement about what is truth in John 17:17, when Jesus himself said, "Thy word is truth." And so, ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about truth, we're talking about the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. That should be the source book for our life and living. That should be the book that we go to when we're seeking answers for problems or issues that we're faced with in life. It was George Orwell a number of years ago that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's what we're finding in our society today. If you stand for truth, if you speak the truth, even if you speak the truth in love, there are multitudes today that will dislike you and me and others that will stand on the truth of the Word of God. But let me encourage you, don't bow, don't bend to societal norms. Continue to stand on the Word of God, nothing more and nothing less. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my delight to inform you today that this portion of the broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape business or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time also carries all of the full line of landscape equipment, power equipment, as well as hurricane preparedness equipment, and a full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff of and team members that can tell you how to use the equipment and answer all of your questions about backup power equipment in particular. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Times, located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the base of the gigantic flag. There's a 165-foot flagpole located there at the intersection of Old St. Augustine Road and I-295. At the base of that flag, you'll find Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious issue today. Don't know if you're aware of it, or don't know if you've read anything about it, don't know if you've heard anything about it, but we'll get to it in the monologue in just a moment, relationship to Delta Airlines and their bowing and bending to the pornographic industry of the LGBTQ and showing raw porn movies in flight on Delta airplanes. But before we get to that, ladies and gentlemen, let me encourage you to pray for our president today. I don't know if any other president has been faced with the onslaught of the enemies openly and publicly, as we're finding, President Donald J. Trump. He has against him the news media. Totally against him is the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party. Against him are some of those, the Never Trumpers, and those out of Hollywood in particular. So, ladies and gentlemen, when we think about it, we need to pray about it each occasion, each and every day. We need to pray for our president. As a new chapter opens in the Trump derangement syndrome, we need to ask God to intervene and to reveal the demonic plot by the Socialist Marxist Democrats that's wanting to destroy America. Don't be fooled. It's not just a matter they want to destroy President Trump. The Socialist Marxist Democrats want to destroy the United States of America. And may I remind us, we've got 17, 18, 19 Socialist Marxist Democratic candidates running for president. All of them, without an exception, want to destroy our Bill of Rights. All of them, without exception, want to intervene in the nation and destroy the borders and the boundaries and simply allow the onslaught of the enemies to come in. We have major news each day with different statements being made by the differing candidates that's running for president. The overwhelming majority of them are being fully supported, sponsored, and funded by the George Soros agenda to make a global governance, a one-world government. He hates anything that's called boundaries and borders. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're living in the last of the last days. There's no question about it. As I search the Scripture, and I enjoy searching the Scripture, analyzing the text, preaching the text, speaking about the Word of God and from the Word of God, and it's very, very clear in 2 Timothy 3, chapter 3, verse 1, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Now, I could go to Luke 21, I could go to Mark 13, I could go to many other texts, Matthew 24, and deal with the last days and fully expound on it. This is the reason one of my books, The Panorama of Prophecy, is so vital that I recommend to every listener today. The Panorama of Prophecy is a major book from the rapture of the church to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ and then his rule and reign. It covers the panorama of the rapture detailed, the period of the rain ruin described, the program of the ruin detailed, the powerful return of Christ depicted, the peaceful reign of Christ displayed, and the pictorial rule of Christ determined. It's a book that is a very brief book. It's about 160, 165 pages. It's entitled The Panorama of Prophecy. And I would recommend that any one of you that you do not have it, go online, conservative.edu, look at the bookstore, place your order on it, or after the broadcast, you could give a call, or during the course of the broadcast, let Roger at the studios know that you'd like to have this book. Leave your name and address, and we'd be delighted to send this book to you, even pay the postage. I'm that passionate about getting that in the hands of our listeners today. It's called The Panorama of Prophecy. This is a one-time only offer today for today's broadcast only. If you call in today, you have dialogue discussion, leave your name and address with Roger so that we can send this book to you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that is, I believe, vital, and we need to understand that when we talk about perilous times, the word perilous in the Greek text means dark, dangerous, difficult, deadly, decadent, devastating. But our difficulties and deadly dangers are not just in the political arena, ladies and gentlemen. We see this satanic, demonic danger looming in every segment of society today. Listen carefully. We find it in the social arena. We find it in the academic arena. We find it in the religious arena and in the political arena. So, ladies and gentlemen, listen to what I'm saying to you today. What I want us to understand is that what we're talking about, we're going to be focusing just a moment on what is happening with Delta Airlines and the pornographic movies being shown on board in flight. But it's not just with Delta Airlines that has simply bowed to the demands of the LGBTQ community, the sodomite lifestyle, and the pornographic industry that's in the world today. It's not just with Delta. It simply is permeating all of society today. This, ladies and gentlemen, may I remind us, it seems as if the demonic curtains are being drawn around the whole of society. Those things that once were hidden in the closet are now open in your face with the demand for the moral, ethical citizens to embrace and to celebrate that lifestyle. It hadn't been but a few years ago, 15, 20, 30 years ago, that if a person were, as the world calls it, gay or homosexual, Bible calls it sodomy, sodomite lifestyle, they hid in a closet. They didn't want to say anything about it. Why is that so? Because they knew that it's sin. They knew that it was antithetical to the Word of God. They knew that it was disobedience to the Word of God, and the way of God, and the will of God in the life of an individual. But ladies and gentlemen, it's out of the closet now, and it seems as though, and we'll talk about it further in this broadcast, that every major denomination, every major religious denomination, in some fashion, greater or lesser, have embraced the LGBTQ lifestyle, the sodomite lifestyle. They have embraced it, and it's come into the church, and it's destroying the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. But ladies and gentlemen, it's sad when we see this permeation taking place. But ladies and gentlemen, did you know that Delta Airlines has now announced that they will now show unedited, and that's the key to what I'm wanting to say, unedited gay sex movies in flight. Here's the article. Now, I want you to call in. I want you to give me your opinion. Do you think this is all right? Is this okay? Is it? Does it bother you? Does it infuriate you? Does it cause you to be give second thought if you're going to fly, if you're going to fly on Delta? Title of this article says, Delta Airlines will now show unedited gay sex scenes in movies on its flights. Dateline, Atlanta, Georgia. That's headquarters, by the way, of Delta. Just about any flight out of Jacksonville or most of the southeastern region hub flying. If you get any place, you got to fly through Atlanta. They force you to spend money in Atlanta because it's the headquarters of Delta. I've said many times in statement, that if when you die and you go into heaven, you got to go by way of Atlanta, because that's where it seems to be with the airlines. But here's the article. Atlanta, November the 4th, 2019. Delta Airlines acquiesced to demands from pro-homosexual advocates that it stop censoring explicit homosexual sex scenes from its in-flight movies. In a statement, Delta claimed that it had not requested that homosexual content be removed from its movies shown on its flights. Now, notice, I'll talk about this article as I read it. They've been accused, Delta was accused, of having the sex scenes, explicit scenes, out of its movies shown on board, that they had censored them and taken some of the more explicit scenes out. Now, Delta is confronting that, saying, no, we didn't do that. We didn't request the homosexual context be removed from the movies shown in flight. Further, they say, we value our in-flight entertainment and the options as a means to reflect the diversity of the world. A company statement said, we're reviewing the processes of our third-party editing vendors to ensure that they are aligned with our values and our diversity and our inclusion. Now, that's a statement from Delta Airlines. According to Fox News, a spokesman said, Delta is immediately putting a new process in place for managing content availability through Delta's entertainment program. Quote, studios often provide videos in two forms, a theatrical original version and an edited version. We selected the edited version and now realize content well within our guidelines was unnecessarily excluded from both films. The statement continued. We are working to make sure this doesn't happen again. Booksmart, that's the ones that handles their editing. Booksmart director Olivia Weld denounced the Atlanta-based carrier for scenes in her movie that depicted masturbation and lesbian sex acts. She claimed that the version of her film shown during the Delta flights also deleted words, and I'll not use the words on the air that's in this article. She said, what message is this sending to the viewers, as especially to women? She said, that goes on to talk about things that I do not want to say on the air. Further, this article says, the studio has agreed to provide a special Delta edit that retains the LGBTQ plus love scenes in both Booksmart and Rockman that will be on our flights as soon as possible, Delta spokesman added. And then they further state in this article, Delta Airlines was also criticized for filtering out male homosexual acts. Delta Airlines has previously received the highest rating of LGBTQ compliance from the Pro-Homosexual Human Rights Campaign and its Corporate Equality Index. Pro-family advocates have pointed out that watching a film on an airplane is not a private matter, because scenes can be viewed by people in the vicinity around the seats, including children. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen. I don't know if that bothers you or not. I boil with it. I don't know if that causes you to want to stand up and say something, but I suggest that you do. Ladies and gentlemen, Delta Airlines telephone number is 1-800-221. 1-800-221-1212. 1-800-221-1212. Make your comments or complaints known by telephone. Call them now. Call them today. Call Delta Airlines, and as I'll say further in this broadcast, tell them that if you own anything in your investment portfolio, if you own any Delta stock, you're selling it. If you have any plans to fly for the holidays and you're planning on flying any destination across America, do not fly Delta. Let them know that. Let them know that you're going to call everybody in your little book of numbers. Let them know that you're going to tell friends, neighbors, relatives, and acquaintances, and you're going to insist that they not fly Delta Airlines. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the only thing that a corporate entity like Delta understands, the only thing they recognize as being pressure, is in the purse, the pocketbook. So let me suggest to you that you call Delta Airlines, 1-800-221-1212. 1-800-221-1212. Call Delta Airlines and let them know that you're incensed by their decision to show pornographic movies in flight. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm familiar with a family that recently had flown out of state by way of Delta, and the family did not know that two seats in front of them, a pornographic movie was being shown. And one of their children happened to glance and see that and told his dad about seeing that. And all his dad could do was say, son, I am so sorry that you were on the plane, that you had to be subjected to such a thing as that. Ladies and gentlemen, that's horrific. Listen, when you're sitting in a seat on a Delta or any other flight, it doesn't make any difference what you have on your screen, anything or nothing at all. But the gaps between the seats allow you to see two or three rows in front. And that is highly visible. What's a family supposed to do? What's a child supposed to do? What's a mother or dad supposed to do when they're subjected to the raw pornographic videos in flight on a Delta airplane? I say ditch Delta. In fact, I have determined to call the broadcast today the dark days with Delta Airlines. The dark days with Delta Airlines. Because that's what we're seeing, ladies and gentlemen. We're seeing the plummeting into the abyss of the perilous times that the scripture talks about in these last days. Now, perhaps you'll say, what if the Bible says we're going to find perilous times, perilous days in these last days, perilous times shall come, and perilous times have come. If the Bible says that, the word perilous does mean dark, dangerous, difficult, deadly, decadent, devastating. That's what it means. If the Bible says that that's the days that we'll be in, perhaps you're saying, well, what can we do about it? Ladies and gentlemen, when we find the enemy, we need to absolutely avoid the enemy. And if the enemy is now Delta Airlines, by showing this pornographic material in flight on their planes, I say to you, again, let me remind you, call Delta Airlines, 1-800-221-1212, 1-800-221-1212. Make your comments or complaints known by telephone. It'll give you an opportunity to comment or to complain on the prompter when you call. Call that number, 1-800-221-1212, Delta Airlines. Call them now. let them know that you are absolutely incensed because of what they're doing. It is horrific, and it ought not to be done. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that I have discovered, did not know that this had been going on for some time, with the edging into the pornographic industry pushed by the LGBTQ sodomite community. We'll talk about that further in this broadcast, the power and the authority and the money behind the LGBTQ agenda, linked with Planned Parenthood, what it's doing across the lines, whether it be in the realm of social arena, or academic arena, religious arena, or the political arena. We're finding it has not just crept in, it has swept in like a tornado, ladies and gentlemen. We need to be aware of it. If we're going to do anything about it to protect our sons and our daughters and our grandkids, we need to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and not be silent anymore. It's bad enough when the sodomites come out of the closet, but it's horrific when the Christians go in the closet and have the philosophy, well, if we just tell everybody about Jesus, it won't make any difference. It'd be okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you won't find any evidence in the Scripture from cover to cover, from Genesis to Revelation, where the God-fearer, the Christian, is to be silent when we're living in the era and the day in which we're living today. We need to be the watchman on the wall. We need to stand up, speak up, scream out aloud. If you're in a church where the pastor is unwilling to speak about this from the pulpit, you need to find a church where the pastor is not afraid to speak about current modern social issues that destroy our families. I think it's time pastors grow a spine, a backbone, and stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. Identify the enemy to the congregation that you have the responsibility before God to embrace and to encourage and to challenge and to protect. I think it's time that Christians stand up. If you're in a workplace where this is allowed, you need to speak up. Even if it means losing the job, God has another job for you someplace. But speak up, stand up, don't be silent any longer. But this has been going on for some time with Delta. Here's an article dated back in 2012, or it refers back to 2012. Delta passenger was watching porn and the crew did nothing. You remember a troubling incident on the Delta flight. That incident, the National Center and our supporters across the nation, across the country, took action about it. The executive director, Dawn Hawkins, witnessed a man viewing graphic pornographic material of what appeared to be very young girls. She confronted him, but at the time, the crew did nothing to address the issue. Interestingly, she said, she was traveling to give a talk on the connection between pornography and sex trafficking. Dawn, D-A-W-N, initiated an activism campaign, and the National Center, the Morality and Media, got Delta, as well as other major commercial airlines, accepted for American Airlines, to reinforce their policy regarding the no pornography on planes. The article further says, on a Delta flight just a few nights ago, she confronted the man and brought the issue to the attention of the flight crew. They told her nothing could be done, and the only thing she could do is to file a complaint, and she did. She filed the complaint later online. Ladies and gentlemen, we are living in an era when it seems as though the wolves have come out of the closet. The demonic darts have come out of the closet completely. There's no more masquerading and hiding it. There's a mindset and an attitude through the LGBTQ that we're going to destroy the morals and ethics and the values in our great nation. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that when Delta announced that they're going to show these pornographic movies online on in-flight, they were already doing so, but supposedly now they're going to cease to censor the most pornographic portions of the videos. For the past several years, Delta's been fighting with and dealing with these instances, and it's causing major, major difficulties. I didn't know this until recently, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. You can call 831-0917. Does this information bother you? Does it concern you? Are you interested at all? Do you want to discuss what your thoughts are in relationship to that? Dial 831-0917. I'd love to hear from you. If you're just a pacifist and it doesn't bother you, then don't even bother to call. But if you're concerned about it and you're interested in it and you want to do something about it, call 831-0917. Here's an article that says, Delta Airline launches investigation of a male flight attendant after clips of his mile-high romp with porn star in the plane's lavatory were posted online and spotted by shocked colleagues. This article, dated October 2018, A Delta flight attendant faces being fired after a video emerged of him having sex with a male porn star in the lavatory in flight. Clips of the 8-minute steamy encounter were lately posted on the Twitter, where they were soon reported to the airlines. A Delta airline flight attendant faces being fired after the video had been posted, according to DailyMail.com, that had the exclusive interview and information on that. Ladies and gentlemen, I am concerned with what's going to happen to our sons and our daughters and our grandkids. How is the family supposed to fly on Delta, or if they're showing it doing this on any of the airline? I say that we need to absolutely, without any equivocation, stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. I believe that it's time that we let them know we're not going to tolerate it. Let me remind you again that Delta airline telephone number is 1-800-221-1212, 1-800-221-1212. That's Delta Airlines. Call them. Let them know that you're going to divest yourself of any interest in Delta. You're going to take anything that has Delta stock in your portfolio out, if you have any such thing, that you're going to cease flying on Delta, and you're going to ask all of your friends, relatives, neighbors, and acquaintances to also cease flying on Delta. I think it's time we recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to be the spokesman. We need to stand up and speak up as Christians, and especially as Christian conservatives. We need not sit in silence. We need not sit in darkness. Silence no more ought to be the mantra of the Christian today. We need to take a stand and say, no, 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 enough is enough. Ladies and gentlemen, the past several years, as I said, Delta's had a bumpy road when it comes to morals and ethics and values and being showing the untoward sex acts on their flights and some stormy publicity over it, even having flight attendants participate in sex acts on the plane in the lavatory. How can you expect anything different, though, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you're showing vile, vulgar, filthy videos on flight, in flight? What's a family supposed to do with their son, young sons and daughters sitting on in the seats behind those? They are not, of course, watching it, but those in front of them, on the row after row in front of them, if they're attentive, they're going to see through the between the seats and see these videos. It is a stench in the nostrils of God. It ought not to be. We're going to talk about it further, ladies and gentlemen, on this broadcast today, what the Bible says in relationship to this and what God is going to do in relation to it and how God is going to handle it. In fact, in the state of Georgia, Georgia lawmakers are now crafting a new bill that will criminalize transgender treatment of children. We are literally destroying our sons and our daughters because of the LGBTQ agenda that's out to recruit sons and daughters across America and around the globe. It seems to be that there's a no holds barred. Everything is unleashed to somehow, some way recruit our sons and our daughters. Ladies and gentlemen, how can a family, especially with children, risk exposing their children to such garbage? I support nationally, if we were to say we're going to fly, that we're not going to fly Delta. And I say this, do not fly Delta Airlines. Call, email, write Delta, and let them understand that you'll no longer fly Delta. You'll sell any stock that you have. You'll disinvest, divest any interest in Delta. That's the only thing they'll understand. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to take a stand. We need to do so today. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just say the LGBTQ agenda now permeates all aspects of our society. All major banks support the LGBTQ agenda. Every major corporate entity supports LGBTQ. Even our public schools and right down to the police departments and the fire departments across America have gotten involved in the support of the LGBTQ agenda. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue this conversation right after the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. Just 1 minute. We'll be back to continue. Let's face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.